This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. The French government is declaring a public health state of emergency, giving officials greater powers to impose new measures to contain the spread of COVID-19. Measures will take effect on Saturday. Meanwhile, countries across Europe are scrambling to avoid another round of total lockdowns. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The Czech Republic has overtaken Spain as Europe's biggest hotspot during the resurgence of COVID-19. Britain, France, Belgium, Russia, and many other countries are following the same unnerving trend. In some areas, bars, such as Liverpool in the north of England, are considered breeding grounds of spikes, while across the border or city limits, schools are deemed viral cauldrons. The Czech Republic, for example, has opted to close schools to lower an accumulated rate of 521 virus cases per 100,000 inhabitants, the highest national level in Europe. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia says it has approved a second COVID-19 vaccine as the country recorded a record daily increase in coronavirus cases and switched to online classes for secondary school in the capital. The new vaccine completed early stage trials last month. U.S. President Donald Trump's 14-year-old son, Barron, tested positive for COVID-19 but exhibited no symptoms after both of his parents contracted the virus. First Lady Melania Trump says Barron has since tested negative for the virus. Russian President Vladimir Putin is calling for cooperation between leaders. There's clashes over the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region in Azerbaijan. The Kremlin says he made the comment during a telephone call with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. This is VOA News. President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, continued her confirmation hearing on Wednesday. She was asked if a president can pardon himself.
Senator Leahy, so far as I know, that question has never been litigated. That question has never arisen. That question may or may not arise, but it's one that calls for legal analysis of what the scope of the pardon power is. So because on an open question when I haven't gone through the judicial process to decide it, it's not one on which I can offer a view.
Barrett, a conservative federal appellate judge, is Mr. Trump's third selection for a lifetime job on the U.S. Supreme Court. Fewer than 3 weeks before the election, President Trump is trying to shore up support from constituencies he thought he already had secured. AP Sagar Magani reports.
In the morning, the president virtually addressed business leaders via the Economic Club of New York. Seeming surprised, some are even thinking about supporting Joe Biden's economic views, which he says will crush the economy.
I don't understand how you can be backing such policies, but you're wrong. I can only assume it.
Hours before the president left for Iowa, which he easily won 4 years ago, but where Biden's making a push. Biden had no public events today, unusual so close to the election. They'll both appear in dueling televised town halls tomorrow. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is encouraging Saudi Arabia to recognize Israel in what would be a huge boost for the Jewish state amid normalization by two other Gulf Arab kingdoms. Bahrain, which tightly coordinates its foreign policy with Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, on September 15th signed the so-called Abraham Accords with Israel at the White House. AP's Nicole Winfield reports a Vatican trial has begun over sex abuse in the Pope's youth seminary.
The trial has opened in the Vatican's criminal tribunal against two is accused of sexually abusing an altar boy in the Vatican's youth seminary, and the other is accused of covering it up. It is believed to be the first time that such a trial is taking place inside the Vatican's criminal tribunal. Usually such cases are handled according to the church's canon law.
That is AP's Nicole Winfield reporting. The Afghan government says two military helicopters evacuating wounded soldiers from fighting in southern Afghanistan collided on Wednesday, killing 9 people on board. Afghanistan's defense ministry says the collision was due to technical issues. For more on any of today's stories and the latest on the U.S. election, please go to voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.